Let's talk about some of the great ways that the Niagara Health Foundation funds cancer here in Niagara. Joining us is Chris Green, Vice President, Niagara Health Foundation. Thanks for being here, Chris.
Thanks for having us.
You've been here all morning supporting everybody. Thank you so much for doing that.
Watching you do a great job today.
Oh, thank you so much. Watch and don't listen. Holly Calvert is here as well, and you are the events manager with Niagara Health Foundation.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Thank you. Tell us about your role.
So basically, I kind of plan and execute all of the fundraising events that we put on to raise funds for different areas in the hospital.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's a lot.
It's a lot. We have some big events throughout the year. We try to space them out a little bit to keep my sanity, but they're really fun events. It's a great way for the community to get involved and help support the hospital.
Okay. And one way I know, of course, is like the weather's getting warmer. The days are getting longer. We've got some sunshine. I love to get out on the bike. So do many people. The Big Move Cancer Ride's coming up.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So it's coming up on September 13th this year.
All right. So tell us about it. How does it work?
So the Big Move Cancer Ride is essentially, it's a community cycle ride for anybody that wants to join. We have four different route lengths, so we go from 14 kilometers all the way up to 75 kilometers to accommodate anybody's cycling level, whether you're a pro or a beginner. We meet at White Meadows Farms out in Pelham, and everybody tries to raise funds and get pledged for their efforts, and all the funds go towards the Walker Family Cancer Center.
I love this fundraiser because you do have those options, right? Like 14
yes.
kilometers isn't as far as you think it is on a bike. It's not bad.
No, and we do have a rest stop halfway. So if you can just kind of get to 7 kilometers, stop, take a break, have a snack, have a chat, you know, with some other people that are out supporting, and then make it back to the farm where we'll meet you with more food. So lots of encouragement along the way for the new riders.
That's right. Anyone who's into these types of events is really doing it for the food. Let's just be honest.
Yeah.
And also the 75 kilometers, I know people will make that like a big goal right now. It's May, so this is a good time to start building up your kilometers, right? And to make that big grand event happening in September.
Yeah, absolutely. Lots of people will choose a stretch goal for this. So if they've done, you know, the 25 last year, they might push for the 50 kilometer this year. So it's a great, you know, stretch goal. And if the morning of you change your mind, or it's a windy day and you don't know that you can do it, you can always switch that day. So we're very flexible, and it's just a really fun event to come out to. And it's not a race, it's a ride. So it's good for everybody.
Yeah, the word race is not in there at all.
Correct.
You get there when you get there. How many years is this for this event?
This year will be our 18th annual event.
Okay. And about how many people come out?
400 to 500 riders every
Whoa!
Year. Yeah.
Wow.
So it's a nice size. And majority do ride the 75K. It's our most popular route. People love it. The rest stop on that one is this beautiful riverside property. People just really enjoy the day out, especially with the nice weather. So, but yeah, it's an exciting event, and yeah, great day out.
Yeah, we love those crazy people in spandex for sure. Okay, Chris, let's talk about the funding that comes from this. Where does that go?
Yeah, so every year this event raises around $400,000 a year, over $7.6 million since we started. And it goes directly into the Walker Family Cancer Center. So everything raised here stays here local to help patients have better care close to home and expand services. Some of the items that it's purchased, it's helped bring in the new MRI machines, the linear accelerators, $2.6 million towards that in 2024, chemotherapy and other lab issues they need there. So the beauty of this event is, there's a lot of cancer fundraisers out there. This stays directly in Niagara. Every dollar comes into the Walker Family Cancer Center. And every time we raise more money, they can provide different and better cancer care here in Niagara.
That is tremendous, those numbers, when you break them down like that, Chris. And it does take a lot of funding to make these things happen.
Yeah, it's an expensive program to run. And every year they expand more services. I know personally I had family that had to go to Jarvinski 8 to 9 years ago. Now the care that they got there, it is now offered here in Niagara. So could have taken the wear and tear and the stress off the family to be here. The team at the Cancer Center, they ride in the event too. Dr. Giesbrook was always a major supporter. And then Dr. Levesque, who is one of the heads over there, he comes out. There's a Niagara Health Cancer Crushers team where all the staff can join, and they get custom jerseys to represent. So they all ride together as staff in the hospital.
Oh, wow. That means a lot, right? When you start to see that kind of support coming out. Like, it's kind of weird, but we forget that the staff is so touched by cancer. We talk a lot about the patients. We talk a lot about the families. But literally, that staff is dealing with this on the day-to-day, and they feel those losses.
absolutely. The staff's incredible in the Cancer Center. They are always willing to support. We have a few of the Cancer Center team members on our planning committee. They ride in it. They volunteer at it. If I have questions about equipment or where funding needs to go, they're just so helpful and so generous. And they love to see new equipment come in because then they know they can help their patients better. So it's a really nice thing to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of those patients are here getting treatment for a long time. So, like, they become like an extension of their family. You should see when someone goes and rings the bell to finish their treatment or bangs the gong on the second floor, the number of staff that come out of the offices, out of the departments to celebrate with those folks and hoping that they never have to see them again.
Right.
But knowing that sometimes they do, right? So
yeah.
They become an extension of the family because they're here so often for that treatment. It's a pretty emotional event, especially when we get some speakers up there to talk about their experience. We get some of the physicians, some of the staff. It's a great day. And, hopefully the weather's really good for us.
Yeah. Anybody who's been through something like this in the medical thing, you start talking about the person like it's like, oh, it's Holly. Oh, it's Chris. Like, who is that again? Right? You know, you're extended. You're not part of the life. But they just reference them as first name. It's not my nurse or, you know, my cancer doctor. They're just talking about them as a person they know, like a friend.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And a fun fact, we had Ron, who was our longtime, the name The Big Move was actually like the move from the general hospital, but also the move to open cancer care here in Niagara. So that's kind of where the name came from.
Okay.
It's been so intrinsically tied to the cancer center for the, 17, 18 years?
18
years.
So. Yeah. Okay, so what's new for this year, Holly? Because every year it's like, oh, you know what? This worked, but maybe we could tweak it a little bit, right? Like as an events planner, I'm sure your brain's always doing that.
Yeah. So we're always looking for kind of new ways to engage people. Last year, it's a funny story. So the route does traditionally have one big hill, and it's only for the 50K or 75K riders, so the more experienced cyclists. Last year, we decided to remove it, and people got mad. There was some people were really grateful. Some people were like, thank goodness I don't have to do that hill. And then other people were like, no, that hill was like my challenge.
Yeah.
So this year we're bringing back in the hill. For those of you who are interested in riding the 50-75, we'll have the big Tice Hill in it. But we're going to add a cheer team there. We're going to add extra signage there. One of our committee members made the point that like that hill is hard, but it's not as hard as cancer.
Ooh.
So that's going to be kind of our work around that hill this year is just like that hill is not as hard as going through cancer treatment. So I think that's going to be a really exciting and engaging piece this year to add in.
Yeah, absolute chills when you said that. It's so true. And the other thing, too, is you need to know about these crazy endurance athletes is they want something to complain about.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
They want to talk about how bad it was when they get back.
Yes.
You know, it's like a battle they've gone through and they need to have that, you know, moment that they can all
especially
sort of...
Yeah, for those experienced cyclists, like some of them, a 75-kilometer ride is not very long.
Oh,
them.
I know.
Many do over 100 kilometers, you know, a day. So that adding that hill in definitely it's just that little extra bit of challenge to make it a little more rewarding for them in the end. They want to work for it.
Yeah. Okay, so is registration open?
Yes, registration is open, and you can register for any of the routes. And again, you can change your mind on them. We also have a virtual option. So if you're away on September 13th and unable to come out, you can do a virtual ride, still get a login page and be able to raise funds so you can still support without being there.
Okay. Well, this is such a great event. And as I said, it's one that people look forward to every single year, the Big Move Cancer Ride. Thanks for stopping by to tell us about it.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks so much.
All right. And Chris, you're sticking around, right?
Yeah, round table, yeah.
Okay. We love it. Chris Green's going to be back with us in just a moment, Vice President with the Niagara Health Foundation. And this is Holly Galvert from the Niagara Health Foundation. She's their events manager. So make sure you check out Big Move Cancer Ride and get signed up for September 13th.